This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
Well, I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffin of the student loan program. You're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back the loans, but the people in the future have to pay back the loans?
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
A roughly two-week search for missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney came to an end Sunday when dive teams with a volunteer search and rescue organization said they found her body and vehicle submerged in water near where she disappeared. The body has been confirmed as that of Kylie. As the war in Ukraine by Russia's invading forces continues into 6 months, both sides are playing with fire and the possibility of a nuclear mishap.
The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the middle of a recession, President Biden continues to spend money like he can print it. Another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine is scheduled to be announced sometime today. Japan is entering a new phase in its nuclear energy strategy Wednesday, with Prime Minister Kishida set to order the development and construction of next-generation nuclear power plants. President Biden is mulling the idea of student loan forgiveness. That statement is as honest as Inflation Reduction Act, as the loan doesn't go away, just who pays for it. And that person is listening to a newscast right now, along with their fellow Americans. Back when the American economy was very strong under President Trump, his economist Stephen Moore tells Newsmax the Biden administration's outrageous proposal of eliminating $10,000 in student debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year has no long-term merit.
It's really quite an outrage. It's such an injustice, actually, to the people who did pay back their loans and, you know, did the right thing. What a horrible example the United States government is setting by telling people they can be deadbeats and not pay back their loans. I mean, really, it's quite outrageous, I think. And for people who did pay their loans, they're the suckers here because the government would have forgiven you your loan. And how many people do you think will ever repay a loan, a student loan at this point? I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. You're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Joshua Phillip is with us, an award-winning investigative reporter with Epoch Times and host of Epoch TV's Crossroads program, a recognized expert on unrestricted warfare, asymmetrical hybrid warfare, subversion, and historical perspectives on today's issues. Joshua, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, real pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the real story of January 6th. What a service you have done, certainly for our listeners and others who are interested in the whole truth and nothing but regarding January the 6th.
Yeah. Well, someone had to do it. I mean, you know, one thing we were having was a lot of new evidence come in that I think the public had not seen. And so, you know, the original idea of the documentary was just to basically take this video evidence and put it in one place so people could go watch it. But as that process developed, of course, we came across more and more information and then realized we had a much bigger story in our hands. So we did something, I think, more complete, really making an effort to show that the whole story what happened that day.
It's kind of like if you build it, they'll come, right? I mean, you know, now all of a sudden there's a canvas in which you can utilize to use different colors and to paint with, and you've afforded the audience that opportunity, because everything about January the 6th clearly has been a one-sided affair and one-sided narrative. And especially when you hear that there's something like 14, I've heard now the revised version, 16,000 hours of video that we have not seen. It's like, wait, what's going on here? And then you watch what the January 6th committee hearing is doing, and you realize that we're being gamed in this whole process. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out, does it?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, one of the ideas is this. The big problem we have when it comes to understanding January 6th is, well, I think most conservatives at this point, you know, and maybe some on the left too, understand that pretty much the thing looks very suspicious. A lot of them have not seen strong enough evidence to really, I think, show them what really happened that day. And as you mentioned too, if you were to sit down and watch the evidence that's available, like if you were to go to like the court system and just watch it all, it would take you about 3 years. And a lot of lawyers I've spoken to, they say that the evidence that's being given by the Department of Justice is a tsunami of lies, like it's a tsunami of garbage,
wow,
how they frame it.
Right.
Because they're not giving them the real exculpatory evidence, and the key evidence that would be exculpatory that proves the innocence of the people they're defending. It oftentimes has key stuff omitted. For example, the audio might be omitted where the individual is saying, hey, I'm here to help you, I'm here to help you, and things like that.
Exactly.
And so, as you mentioned, there's a lot of footage that people have not been shown. And even worse than that, even those who do have it, you can't post it on YouTube. You can't post it online without risking getting your channel deleted. So there's a big black box out there, and I think people need to be able to access it.
Joshua, as you were putting this, and the team was putting this together, in knowing how anything you say about Jen, just like you just said, you're going to get canceled in an instant, all this other stuff. I mean, everybody is going through this and assembling all this information, I mean, did it kind of make you nervous with, you know, you got one side, as some experts have said, you know, you got the tsunami of lies that have been out there and this narrative that's already formed, and you're pulling the thread of truth on all this, and you're thinking, oh my God, what is going on here? I mean, I can only imagine what must have gone through your mind as you are, you're starting to go into, you know, this evidence that people aren't hearing about, and you're going, oh, okay, now this is starting to make sense.
A bit. So two sides with it. On the censorship front, they've already censored me enough on, like, YouTube and so on that they can't do a whole lot more to me. I'm lucky in that we have our own platform. We have Epic TV, Epoch TV, which they can't censor that. The other side.
All right. No, wait. Hang on a second. Let me interrupt you for just a second, okay? Because this is what happens sometimes. Some people say Epoch, others say Epic. Is it Epic, Epoch, Tomato, Tomato? What, clear it up for us. What is this supposed to be?
So the technical American pronunciation is Epic. But if you want to speak the Queen's English, you want to sound fancy, Commonwealth country, Epoch. But sometimes we say Epoch just for the sake of people typing it right.
Yeah, just because you happen to be afternoon high tea, and so you got to say Epoch. I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. A little sidebar, because now that really clears it up, and why, you know, because I've had even a couple of friends. I hear that. You know, it's Epic Times. No, it's Epoch, and you know, whatever. And so, okay, all right. Now we can go to sleep at night, and there's peace in the Middle East. All right, let's pick it up there. Sorry for the sidebar. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, so one side of it is the issue, the idea that they could cancel me online, and they already canceled me enough that I don't really care too much at this point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not personal, right?
Yeah. The other side of it, though, is like, you know, political persecution or actual threats, because you are dealing with people who, I mean, I don't like to think like this, but it does appear that our justice system is becoming politicized in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think this is becoming just a real part of the normal political discussion. And so there's also that concern. And so, you know, as I went about it, though, I just made sure that everything could hold up in court. We don't step out, you know, the documentary we did, The Real Story of January 6th, we don't step outside of anything that cannot be proven. And so we do approach it with a good deal of caution, although I do think that based on the evidence we have, we're still able to be probably stronger than anybody has been like this on a documentary yet, because we have very good evidence.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you addressed the Ashley Babbitt shooting, which heretofore barely want to touch on it. It's just, you know, here you've got a former Air Force veteran going through a window. I mean, just on the face, as you consider, I mean, here's a Capitol police officer who, first of all, his identity was hidden. They didn't want to talk about it. But regardless of that, you've got a police officer sending around downrange into a crowd. What did you think was going to happen? I mean, and that bullet even went by other Capitol police officers. And then afterwards, when we finally find out who this Capitol police officer was that fired the round, he is heralded as some sort of hero. And this just doesn't, for anybody, I mean, anybody that's involved in exercising their Second Amendment right, that have their own concealed carry license, they know on its face this is a bad shoot.
Yeah, and we show some interesting evidence on that as well, including evidence that there was a second gunman, although it's not clear whether the individual fired his firearm. But it's weird behavior. You can see it in the video footage. Then an officer behind Officer Byrd, Lieutenant Byrd, pulls out his pistol, and it looks like, based on the footage, it looks like he covers the grip of his pistol with a handkerchief. And I've asked officers, like, why you would do that. They're like, well, you'd do that if you were committing a crime. You didn't want your fingerprint there. I don't know what the guy's intention was. It was strange behavior. But as you mentioned, exactly. too, like there were a lot of gaps with that. In fact, we brought on Stan Kephart as an analyst, and Stan Kephart, he's like...
Okay, I'll tell you, I want to talk about Stan. This is really brilliant stuff in having him on. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Joshua after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Joshua Phillip is with us. He is the investigative reporter. He narrated the real story of January the 6th that you can see at Epoch Times. The link there, Joshua, how can people pull up the real story of January 6th?
They can go to epochtv.com, E-P-O-C-H-TV.com.
Okay. Before the break, we start, you brought up Stan Kepert. And this was tough. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, he's a use of force expert. And what he brought to the narrative here, or to the report, was quite revealing.
Well, you know, Stan, yeah, I mean, he's, if you look at court databases, he's the number one guy that courts will call in to testify on police use of force. And, you know, as we did this documentary, that was kind of one of the ideas. We wanted to have something strong enough that it could actually stand up in court if anybody wanted to use it legally, or if we had ourselves had to try to defend legally, you know, putting this whole thing together. Stan Kephart assesses a lot of things, one of them being the shooting and killing of Ashley Babbitt by Officer Byrd. He calls it a murder. He says, I mean, Officer Byrd should face criminal charges and should stand in front of a jury for murder. And, you know, not only the killing of Ashley Babbitt we show, but we also show the death of the three other individuals that day. Four individuals died total. I know people say five or six. It's absolute lies.
Yeah.
Five people did not die. Six people did not die. Four people died. All of them were protesters. No officer died that day. But we have evidence suggesting that the other three people who died, in addition to Ashley Babbitt, may have been killed either as a direct result or as a contributing factor from violations of use of force by the police that day.
Yeah, it's when Stan Kephart addresses use of force, I mean, it makes you wonder how maltrained the Capitol Police and the D.C. police were in handling situations like this. I mean, it was like they panicked. There was nothing by the book, it seems like, you know, firing explosives, you know, into the air. As he said, it wasn't about, you know, about dispersing the crowd. It was about punishing the crowd. I mean, they already, I mean, this is a pretty scary thought. When you have that kind of power and lethal force in the hands of law enforcement to disdain, you know, any kind of rule of law and the proper use of force. I mean, these are things that police officers are trained constantly under. This is why some police are in jail, is because they violated use of force. And here it is on full display on this January 6th riot, if you want to call it that. And they're just getting away with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, generally, I'm very supportive of police, but that doesn't mean that I believe they can just violate the law. You know, I think
exactly.
Most officers
are
very good on that. I don't think this is by any means like a broader, despite how it's been framed, I don't believe it's that broad of an issue as people have made it out to be. But the officers on January 6th, D.C. Metro.
But if you ignore it, the only problem is, though, Joshua, if you ignore it, it can be. You know, this is something when it raises its ugly head, you've got to lop it off quick. You've got to really, you know, you have got to be forceful in holding the line. It's unacceptable. And here it is, because of political reasons, you're ameliorating this thing and you're trying to justify it. So guess what? The people out in the streets get it and they get ticked and then they lose respect for law and order. And now they're going in and they're figuring, OK, so what? I mean, they're shooting us. We're going to shoot them. I mean, that's absurd and that's scary. And that's civil disorder at a level that is it shouldn't be recognizable in this country, but we're starting to see glimpses of it.
And I'd argue that's kind of what happened on January 6th. The police were flagrantly violating the law, the law like it didn't exist. They were violating use of force left and right. They were agitating the crowd left and right. They were not doing their normal job of trying to disperse or arrest the crowd. Which could even constitute entrapment on that note, given how aggressively they were just using munitions and, you know, basically beating people and harming people in terrible ways. Even we have video footage of this officer who, like, almost like that movie 300 where the Spartans just kick this guy into a pit.
Right.
An officer pushes a guy 20 feet off a wall and the guy's carried off a stretcher. I mean, horrible stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and look at, you know, the one gal that got trampled.
That'd be Roseanne Boylan. Yeah.
Roseanne Boylan. Yeah, exactly. So, this is all heartbreaking stuff. But really, what comes to mind again regarding the political sentiment here? I mean, you are in D.C. Let's face it, about 95% of the population is liberal. They're pro Democrat. They don't get this conservative expression. So, of the police force, of the D.C. police, and that my question would be, how many of them are, just in a general sense, how many of them are anti-conservatism to such a degree? And we know this, that this kind of mindset can happen. It happens in the military all the time. The reason that you go after people is you dehumanize them, and then it doesn't matter if you kill them. I mean, this happens in war all the time. And so, you know, I guess what you're saying and what I've seen from the documentary here is the dehumanization of conservatism and conservatives. And so it's like, okay, and here it is. And when it gets to this point, you've got exactly the response that we saw on January the 6th. Is that fair?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's exactly what happened. And if you look at the, I think, again, flagrant use of violence, the really unjustified uses of force, and frankly, crimes committed by D.C. Metro and Capitol Police, you can see that in practice. Absolutely.
And Joshua, what about the political prisoners? I mean, you've got people been in jail for over a year, and how many in solitary confinement? People have no concept of this. I mean, I was talking to Paul Manafort, and he was talking about how he was being held in solitary confinement. I said, Paul, you know, I'm claustrophobic. It would be the end of my mind to be in solitary confinement in that kind of situation. He goes, yeah, I am too. And it does take you to the end of yourself. I said, wow. And here you got these young people. Go ahead.
This needs to be investigated as a human rights abuse, frankly. I've been reading Rape of the Mind by Merleau, and also some older books on menticide, which is, you know, the killing of the mind. And you can look at how documented cases on how communist systems in the past and the Nazis used methods almost to the T, exactly like what's happening to these January 6th prisoners, with the intent of making them admit to crimes they did not commit so they can frame political narratives and then use that politically. This is almost to the T a repeat of what happened with the Nazis and the burning of the Reichstag building, which, again, they framed the Dutchmen for that, even though the Nazis themselves had done it, and then got the man to admit to a crime he didn't commit by torturing him in very similar ways to these January 6th protesters, torturing them mentally. This is menticide, the torturing and killing of the mind, to make them, again, admit to crimes they didn't commit. And you see people saying they admitted to crimes they didn't commit already.
Exactly. Well, case in point, Matt Perna, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and killed himself, of course, because he was facing 20 years, I think. He was going to get 7 years in prison, something like that.
Yeah, typical stuff that happens with law enforcement that you hear about. I mean, we've had others, you know, Jerome Corsi that I've spoken with, and, you know, the threats that they put on him, what they did to, you know, General Flynn, and attacking his son. They were going to go after his son. I mean, all this stuff, it is out of control. We've got about 50 seconds left here, Joshua. And, just summarize, summarize the documentary for people, remind them where they can go and link up and see it for themselves. You guys did a great job, by the way. Congratulations on it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so the documentary is The Real Story of January 6th, and you can find it on Epoch TV, EPOCHTV.com. And, we aim to give people the evidence they need to fully understand what took place that day and the laws that were violated.
I'll tell you, this is where your time can be used more valuably as opposed to watching the January 6th committee hearing. You've got to see this documentary for yourself. Joshua Phillip, award-winning investigative reporter with Epoch Times. Thank you, Joshua. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
Well, I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. GoSendGo.com is the online forum for freedom fundraising that recognizes that Americans need a forum, not just for money, but a place where they can share their stories and connect with caring and like-minded individuals without being canceled, right? And invalidated. The co-founder of Give Send Me Go explains how it's ready to mount fundraising efforts for political and religious organizations to wage a battle for their freedoms. And he joins us right now. Jacob Wells, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm excited to see what you and your co-founder, Heather Wilson, have been doing with GoSendGo.com. And so I want to have you here to explain to our audience, your mission, how this came about. This is a great idea, and we've got to find a way for, conservatives and religious organizations to be able to have their voices heard, because the mainstream media and other outlets are not allowing it, not to mention, the social media oligarchs who want everybody to conform, right?
Yeah, that's so true. We live in an interesting moment in time where the powers that be think that they ought to determine who's good enough to be able to use various services. So our platform began back in 2014, 2015, myself and two sisters at the time. Now it's Heather and I walking out the rest of the journey. But we began with an idea that said money helps meet our material needs. It will help pay the funeral expenses that come up in a tragic accident or might rebuild a house after it's burnt down, but it doesn't meet the immaterial realities that still exist beyond those material needs. If you lost somebody in a tragic accident, no amount of money is going to fix that hurt and that pain. So we wanted a platform that shared hope, that really built community around the fundraising effort. So, yes, let's raise money to meet a material need, but let's share hope at the same time. So we started that journey back in, like I said, 2014, 2015, and over the years it grew and grew. And what we saw, like you said, was big tech companies in conjunction with the government really beginning to side with one narrative and one set of ideological principles and shut people off and uncancel. And we said, the mission of Give, Send, Go as a faith-driven organization is very aligned with who Jesus was, which was to uncancel people. He said, you guys are dead, and I'm bringing you back to life. And that's our mission. We say, no, we're gonna be a platform that uncancels people, that gives people a voice, even though sometimes they don't necessarily deserve it.
Well, but the fact of the matter is that our liberties are based in godly freedom. I mean, God gave us a right to speak. He's the one that created our mouths, our brains, ideas that we could share. And this is what was so brilliant about, the pilgrims and our founding fathers and how they set up our Constitution and leveled out a playing field where we could all be able to speak freely, share our ideas. We always hope that it's done with civility, but sometimes it's animated and maybe a little annoying, but the fact of the matter is that conflict, that tension is what advances thought. It's what makes us better. It's what makes us smarter. And what they've done is just the opposite. They want to dumb us down, put us in silos, as Jordan Peterson says. And when you do that, you become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. I mean, this is a self-inflicted wound to our own imaginations that we allow to happen when we participate in what the government's trying to do to us right now, right?
Completely. I mean, that's spot on. We've seen this really gain momentum over the past 10 years as we've gotten more connected through social media, the ability to push narratives on a widespread basis. And our platform recognizes the truth that you just so aptly spoke about, that these are God-given rights, and the way to find truth is not by shutting down dialogue. It's actually opening it up to more dialogue. That's exactly the solution. And so with Give, Send, Go, we say, listen, we're going to have people on all sides of the political, ideological spectrum using Give, Send, Go. We're not going to get into the mix of picking winners and losers. It is a fundamental religious idea. It was expressed in the biblical narrative of the garden. God gave freedom right from the get-go. And when freedom was corrupted in the sense of humans making bad choices, he didn't just jump in and stop freedom. What he did was he came and redeemed it in the form of Jesus. And so as emulators of that, our thought process is, hey, we're not going to stop freedom from happening. We're not going to stop bad things from happening or with that attempt. What we're going to do is we're going to step in and we're going to give people a platform to be able to, as you said, the dialogue of ideas actually helps us navigate the truth, and we're going to bring hope into the situation and point people to an ultimate higher reality.
Yeah, and you think about that shining light on the hill that John Winthrop wrote about. It, you know, part of that battery is what you talk about. That is what is operating that light, and that's what's drawing immigrants. It's been reported, I don't know the exact number of millions. Anywhere from 60 over 100 million people, if given the opportunity, they'd be here in America. We see a big percentage of them storming our southern border right now, ironically, but that just validates that people still see America as that shining light in the hill with all its frailties right now. But the fact of the matter is Go, Send, Me, Give, Send, Go, that you and your sister started out, are now operating in 85 countries. So you're bringing a bit of freedom that we, in a sense, have taken for granted here in America. You're taking it to these other countries, and they're thriving with this as well, right?
Right. It's amazing to see when you stand for freedom, which we've done as a platform, how it becomes a light to people and people begin to flock to it. We've seen tremendous growth. Like you just said, we've expanded now into 85 countries. People are using the fundraising platform Give, Send, Go now in four times as many countries as that other big name platform that we don't need to mention on the show. But Gibson Go is now operating all around the world, seeing freedom resonate. People are beginning to recognize that we're a platform that's not going to jump down and side with government's efforts to collude and crush thought and the exercise of speech. So we have campaigns in Australia, in Japan, now even in Africa and some places, in Europe, in South America. We're literally across the globe. People are using the platform to do amazing things. And it's not all just the political things. 99% of this stuff is really just people adopting a child. It's people, mm-hmm. you know, helping rebuild a home after it's burnt down, a community rallying to a point, or medical bills. A lot of it's just people helping people. But we do see these politicized ones where people's thoughts are being crushed, and we say, hey, no, the best way forward is to allow this and then have that dialogue so that people can advance truth and freedom in the world.
Well, Jacob, we got a couple of minutes left here. Imagine we direct everybody to givesendgo.com, right? That's the website. So break it down. You know, what is the next step? How can people do this? I mean, like you said, this is basically, Christian crowdfunding, right?
Yeah, but it's open for everybody. Like, we have, there's no barrier for faith or religion or ideology on GiveSendGo. If what you're doing is a legal activity, you're welcome to fundraise on the platform. Like you said, 85 countries, but it is GiveSendGo.com, and we have action buttons all over it. Start a campaign. It's extremely simple to set up a campaign on GiveSendGo to receive your money. We've made it very simple, very efficient for people to do. You can find us on all the social media channels. You can actually join. We set up something a couple months back. A giver army. You can sign up to be a part of our giver army, which is a challenge to give monthly to a campaign on our site to somebody that you may not know to help encourage them in what they're doing around the world and making a difference. And that gets you some swag from Give Send Go. It gives you an invite to our giver party. And it's a minimum $5 monthly donation. You can show generosity to your family. You can do it together as a family. We got a lot of cool things that we're moving into. The Giver Army is one of them. We have a prayer army that prays for every campaign. We're the better platform. We're the platform that is going to be the fundraising vehicle of the future for people all around the world. But it's givesendgo.com, and you can find out all about us there.
30 seconds left here, Jacob. You're giving a voice to conservatives that heretofore are being canceled left and right by social media and other powers there. Though, as you said, this is not necessarily a faith-based only platform. It's open to everybody that is interested in doing something, you know, that is concerned for the better good. And, you know, really, congratulations on doing this. Jacob Wells, thank you. Appreciate it.
Here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking about, Joe Biden's latest venture in buying votes, going after people that have tuition debt and giving them $10,000 of cancellation of their student loan, which is, at a time when we're still dealing with that inflation thing and the recession thing, right? And this isn't the time to spend money, but what's another $3 billion or so? I think some are saying even more than that. I think if I heard it correctly, and this is why I'm pausing for just a moment, because this is just astounding, the kind of money that we're talking about, that in canceling the debt, the impact that this will have. And it, again, is targeting, of all people, it seems to be targeting people who are in the bureaucracy, in government. I mean, this is so self-serving, it's enough to make you want to spit nickels, as they say. Well, he already took executive action, the president, to cancel $6 billion in student loan debt back in June. And here it is, another, let's throw some more into the mix. The Vice President for Americans for Prosperity is with us right now. He says the White House's election year bid to unilaterally cancel student debt perfectly encapsulates our current economic situation. Akash Choglu is with us right now. Akash, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, good to have you on to explain to our audience what's going on, because, I mean, at a time when every household in America, when they find themselves in this kind of economic condition, they batten down the hatches. They don't go out there and max out their credit cards and keep spending more money and see if they could borrow any other money from neighbors to just keep spending. This is totally incongruous with the common sense of most of America.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it follows a pattern in two ways that this administration has been doing all year. One, which is that their policy is largely driven by politics rather than actually solving problems, right? We've seen this with handouts to big labor. We've seen it with handouts to the green energy industry. Now we're seeing it with handouts to what functionally amounts to the Democrats' political base, right, which is college-educated, struggling millennials is one of kind of those key groups. Mm-hmm. The other is that sort of what you were getting to, which is that their guiding philosophy is that we can just spend behind the systems that we're actually dealing with. And so this is an unfortunate circumstance that, you know, not only sort of fits these two harmful patterns, but also is regressive and unfair, right? We're asking people without college degrees who earn less and are already struggling with 8.5% inflation now to fund bailouts for higher earning college educated Americans.
Yeah, this is, wow. Yeah, and this is up, you know, clearly and understandably upsetting those that have worked their butts off, Akash, and they're carrying the weight for, you know, I mean, this is elitism at its finest, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's something very interesting, Bill, and you wouldn't know my background. I'm actually from the Northeast. I'm a, you know, a person of color, millennial. My life and my Facebook feed, they're full of people that are, you know, should be the Democrats' base, right? Sort of coastal mm-hmm. millennial types. I don't think that they are properly reading the politics of this, right? Even people that should be well into the Democrats' base, if you're anybody who has responsibly paid off your student loans or you're in the process of doing that, and now, you know, you're above that income threshold, but you're seeing some of your friends and your peers get this bailout that you're paying for while also struggling to kind of make ends meet in tough economic times, it's completely outrageous and it's completely unfair. I don't think, not only is it going to be unpopular, obviously, with working class Americans, I also think it's going to be pretty unpopular with people that this administration thinks it might actually be popular.
How legal is this, Akash? There's some question on this. I mean, could this be something that, you know, the courts get involved with that's going to really cause some agitation? And I don't know if Joe Biden is planning on that and if that's part of the mix.
Without question, this will be challenged in courts with good reason. I mean, basically, you know, as you know, Congress is the one that has the power of the purse. But the executive branch, put it simply, has no authority, no ability to just spend money that Congress hasn't authorized them to do so. They're relying on the fact that the executive branch, quote unquote, administers these programs, these federal student loan programs. And so there is some subjectivity there, obviously, which they're interpreting. But I would I would expect this to be challenged in court and hopefully successfully, because they have no business doing this, no legal right to do this, and it's bad policy, as we discussed.
Well, some Democrats complain that, well, the tuition costs have gone up exponentially over the years, and, you know, this is just helping, you know, these young people out, and maybe just even by making that statement is an admission that the cost of tuition may be unfair. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. But here's the thing. Think about what has gone up the most in price over the past, you know, two, three decades, and what has gone down the most, right? Mm-hmm. Hospital services and healthcare has gone way up. College tuition has gone way up. Child care has gone way up. What do all these things have in common, Bill? They're all heavily subsidized by the government. And then you look at the things where prices have gone down, right? New cars, furniture, clothing, toys, television. These are things that are much more susceptible to basic market forces, competition, fewer regulations, fewer restrictions. We've done nothing to improve the system in higher education to make it more cost-efficient, cost-effective, subject to market forces. And instead, what we're about to do is dump $300 billion back into the system. What's going to happen mm-hmm. 30 years from now when we're back in the same situation with more students facing, you know, hundreds of billions, trillions even, in
exactly.
because we didn't get to fix the system.
Yeah, because it's set for reproduction. I mean, just like our immigration program, it's not anything to resolve. It's just to put a Band-Aid on it and make it seem like they're doing something about it. I mean, let's go back and think about the root. You touched on this just a moment ago, Akash, is that regarding, you know, tuition, as soon as the government got involved, I mean, it brought us to this point and it will bring us back to this point. And that's what you're saying, right?
That's exactly right. And here's the thing. You know, of course, there's a reasonable case to be made that you know, people who have never had a family member go to college, they're struggling, they're from low-income households. Like, does the government have a role there to help them pay? That's a totally reasonable debate. But these federal aid programs have been stretched further and further up into the middle class, even the upper middle class. Now, this bailout is going to go to, you know, single earners making six figures. That's not the definition of compassion, right? That's irresponsibility, and it's actually doing great harm to what, you know, in theory was a well-intentioned program, which is, again, something we've seen time and time again with government aid programs, whether it's federal student loans or welfare programs or what have you. And ultimately, the ones who end up footing the bill are working class Americans whose tax dollars have to pay for this. And then, of course, are having to deal with the inflation on the other end that results from all this reckless spending.
We're talking with Akash Shugli, Vice President for Americans for Prosperity, about this tuition bailout and handout of all people. It's to people that are going to say thank you very much. I'm going to take that $10,000 and put it back into the economy. They're going to buy more stuff at a time when the economy is so heated up. This is so it's so dumbheaded. As Karl Rove pointed out, that was interesting that he said that a lot of this money is going to go to these young bureaucrats in government. What is up with this? I mean, help us understand that, Akash. What's going on?
Yeah, it goes back to the first point, which is that they are at this point catering to their political base. Biden's approval rating has absolutely plummeted. Even among his own base, his approval rating has gone down because they want to see some of the more radical progressive stuff that, that he promised on the campaign trail. And so leading into an election, especially a midterm election, what can you do is you can energize your base, right? They've done this with big labor. They've done this with the environmental lobby. And now they're doing it kind of with this, basically coastal college educated, white collar job crowd who stands to benefit from this. But I think that's really what should be a key point that folks remember as we head into November, that this outrage cannot subside on the part of working families, on the part of conservatives, on the people who, regardless of your politics, responsibly either paid off or are paying off their loans but aren't getting any of the benefit here, is that they have chosen once again who receives a political handout or, who receives a government handout, mm-hmm. and it's their political base, and that's not you. The only way they're going to get the message is for, is for them to hear it at the ballot box.
Kosh, what about the people, as you mentioned? I mean, you got, some young people who worked their butts off. They paid the tuition off, they're not going to draw any benefit from this. Even in that group, you're going to have us against them. This does not bode well.
No, not at all. I mean, $125,000 for individuals, if you're an unmarried, millennial living in an apartment by yourself, you're pretty comfortable if you're making $124,000 a year, frankly. But, if you're just above that income threshold, you don't get any benefit at all, despite how responsible you might have been paying off your loans. And so it's something that we should be talking to friends and neighbors about. It's going to impact people very directly, and they're going to see the lack of fairness when they see their own friends and peers hitting with benefits that they are paying for. It's something that folks have got to remember and have got to motivate people heading into the fall, that it's unfair. The administration needs to pay a price for it.
And that idea, Akash, when something is perceived to be unfair, boy, those are fighting words. I mean, that could energize a whole other group altogether, can it not?
Absolutely, and that's what we're hoping to do. That's what American Prosperity is going to do with our grassroots arm, educating folks we have been all year on how Biden policies have made their life more difficult, more expensive, and this is just the latest example as we dump another $300 billion into the economy for this aggressive redistribution from working families.
Well, Akash Shugli, thank you very much. Great job. Appreciate it.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm